the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 6th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Maine, where an amendment on the Tuesday ballot to transfer ownership of the state's two private utilities to the public is considered to be a dead heat.
Question 3 asks whether the assets of Central Maine Power and Versant Power should be transferred to a new nonprofit consumer-owned utility called the Pine Tree Company. Pine Tree Power campaign manager Al Cleveland says utilities owned by foreign governments and corporations fail to adequately serve local communities and have slowed the transition to clean energy.
Having a public power company to serve Maine will give us the ability to have greater participation in our democracy and in our communities.
Opponents say the transfer of ownership would be too expensive. That includes Governor Janet Mills, who calls the amendment a hostile takeover, which could take decades to litigate in court. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Maine already has 10 consumer-owned utilities serving nearly 100 towns, but it would be the first in the nation to attempt a public takeover of an existing private utility. Meantime, the vote to expel New York Representative George Santos from the U.S. House failed last week to reach the needed two-thirds majority, but his troubles are far from over.
The resolution to expel Santos was brought forward by fellow New York Republican Anthony D'Esposito. It comes after Santos was indicted on charges of stealing identities and credit card information from his own campaign donors. He says he'll continue to defend himself and serve his district. But Kim Kaiserman, a member of Concerned Citizens of NY03, a community group of his constituents backing expulsion efforts, says Santos doesn't represent the will of the people.
Every day that he's been in office, the people of New York 03 have been without representation. Representation in Congress. So we think it's important that we get the precedent right now and that we ensure that the con men and grifters of the future know that they won't be allowed to get away with this.
Some House members are awaiting the results of an ethics committee investigation into Santos. Those results are expected in 2 weeks. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Now some national headlines. President Biden is trailing Donald Trump in 5 of the 6 most important battleground states a year before the 2024 election, suffering from enormous doubts about his age and deep dissatisfaction over his handling of the economy and a host of other issues. That for new polls by the New York Times and Siena College. The Times recalls a scorching August day in New Hampshire where Trump at a rally ridiculed his legal opponents as racist and deranged. Today, the former president will come face to face with one of those opponents. New York Attorney General Letitia James will call Trump to the witness stand at his own civil fraud trial in Manhattan, where under oath and under fire, the former president will try to convince a single skeptical judge, not a jury, that he did not inflate his net worth to defraud banks and insurers. This is Public News Service. Today is Election Hero Day, and tomorrow, good government groups in California will be monitoring local elections in rural Shasta County to support election workers and make sure the laws are followed.
Recently, members of the Board of Supervisors said they want a hand count on election night, even though state law requires the first count to be done using optical scanners. Dora Rose, Deputy Director of the League of Women Voters of California, will be in Shasta County for the vote. She condemns the county's attempt to get rid of voting machines and spread fear about potential voter fraud.
A few key decision makers have perpetrated the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen, and based on that false claim, they took very risky, very disruptive actions that could have destabilized the election.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Over 1 million Latinos call Georgia home, but this growing community faces an alarming gap in finding and using mental health services.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reports that fewer Hispanic and Latino individuals seek help. It may be because of language barriers, poverty, or just not feeling comfortable with cultural differences. Belisa Urbina runs the nonprofit Ser Familia, offering services to Spanish speakers in the metro Atlanta area. She says fewer than 100 licensed mental health professionals in Georgia speak Spanish, which affects the quality of care even when interpreters are available.
Most times, this interpreter changes from one appointment to the other. And also, if you're using an interpreter, then you're not providing an hour of counseling. You're providing maybe 30 minutes at best.
Urbina emphasizes that although some Latinos prefer English for daily communication, they may struggle to discuss specific incidents or emotions. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, our Nadia Ramlagan lets us know after the FDA's warning that more than 24 over-the-counter eye drops could potentially cause infection, partial vision loss, and blindness, medical experts in Kentucky are urging residents to toss out and report suspected products to the FDA's MedWatch Adverse Event Portal.
University of Louisville ophthalmology professor Dr. Richard Eiferman explains the FDA requires a preservative be added to all eye drops, and the recalled products either lacked the preservative or it was ineffective, leading to contamination.
If you have an infection in the eye, bacteria can double every 20 minutes. You got a gazillion organisms in a very short period of time, and it can absolutely overwhelm the eye and cause a blinding infection.
The FDA says major chain stores, including CVS, Rite Aid, and Target, are removing the products from their shelves and websites.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find your trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.